There's a lot of people like that, aren't there?
Yeah, these people have sent these portraits of Baba, and we have never heard anything
this
about
this man. Him. Yes, they've never seen. He sent it when Baba was here.
What's his name? Alper.
Bert Alper.
Bert Alper.
He sent this, and Baba had them put it up.
It was at the time when Baba was here, so it came in post, including the frame. Everything was rolled up, and the frame different Kadvija and John together and put it there. Mm-hmm. Here, this portrait that is there, that one, depicting Baba's silence and Baba's love.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't know who the persons are.
But this fellow, he ended up being tracked down by another Baba lover called Nancy Alpert, because she had the same name as
Tees. I teased her and I said, please find out, your namesake is there.
Yeah.
So she went out to search and said he has
she
become
She tracked him down. He was a Quaker.
Yeah.
And he told her that he loved Meher Baba, but he could not follow him. Because in Meher Baba's discourses, Meher Baba says you shouldn't use mechanical birth control. And he wanted to stop having children. So he told her, I love him, but how can I call myself a follower when I can't obey him?
Yeah. So you didn't have a chance to talk to him about that, huh?
No. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, really, an honest.
Peculiar thing.
Yeah. And this one, Eric, remember Bert Rosen, wasn't it?
So, do you all know?
Bert Rosen? No, I don't know. Anybody else?
So what has happened is that all of a sudden he and his wife came one day here. First visit. And this portrait was there. And he was looking around. And all of a sudden he tells his wife, turns to her, see, see this? This is the figure that I see always there. Because whenever she would show a picture of Meher Baba and all that, no, I don't see this figure. I see somebody else, something different. No, not this. No, not this. And she was so upset that I can't recognize Baba. This is Meher Baba, he says. So when he came here, he says, this is the figure that I used to see. Here he is. And it is here, Meher Baba. But it's a different figure. Have you seen it? Looks like
big
ancient Chinese or something like that.
Yeah.
Where all the nationalities of the world are revolving around his silence. Like this. And bunches of grape denoting love. Yeah. So then he was so excited, this is what I am seeing. So then she says, all right, you see this, then he is my father then. That's all.
Thomas,
what to say?
Thomas had a question.
Where's Thomas?
Over there. That he wanted me to ask him.
He's such a silent person.
He is very quiet. Very quiet.
Thomas, are you really quiet in your life? Or very boisterous and now you have become quiet?
I'm quiet, but when I'm boisterous, I make a racket.
He's quiet, but when he is boisterous, he does make a racket.
Oh, I see. Okay, so what does he want?
He wants to know how does one get rid of the doubt that you have about Baba?
Well, you continue to doubt him. The more you doubt, the more you remember him. So try to doubt him as much as possible so that you can remember him more frequently. And whatever your doubts is, he is all the same. He cannot be excluded from anything if you call him this. Baba says that if you really feel and think that hell exists, know well that hell cannot exist if I am not there. Because I am infinite and eternal existence. So call him the devil, call him this, call him the avatar, call him saint, call him sadhu, call him yogi, call him human being, call him an imposter, call him anything you like. Continue with your doubt. when the time comes, the bell will ring and you will be awakened. But doubt, any excuse to remember him. That's what he told us. Tell them the story about my father, about the rock.
Oh, this was in the early years in Nagpur. And Baba was visiting their family home. And they had a very beautiful estate called Mary Lawn. And in the estate, there were huge gardens and an aviary and all. And Erich's father was a devout Zoroastrian. So he was a devout Zoroastrian. He accepted Baba at that time as someone great, but whether there was a doubt there. So they're walking through the garden, and Papa's showing off, you know, his beautiful shade and the garden, and I have this exotic plant and that exotic plant.
Our garden was so beautiful. Our garden was such that when you have these, what do you call, borders, you know what you
there
call
were
them?
Seashells.
Seashells were there, you see, instead of bricks or stone walls and stuff. And there were other peculiar types of rocks and all rock formations and all that.
So he's showing off. So he comes to a particular rock that Papa, that's what they call his father, Papa, is very fond of. You know, it was a real find. So he shows Baba this rock. Look, Baba, what do you think about this? And then Baba tells Papa on his board, you see, you love this rock. Even if you can't accept me as who I am, if you love me as this rock, just love this rock, and put all your faith and love and devotion into this rock, that too will be loving me.
It'll reach me.
So whatever you take me to be, I'm that.
Nothing can displace him.
Or whatever you love is loving him.
If it's wholehearted
love, it's loving him. Whatever you're loving.
Well, it'll reach him. Then there were two women, weren't there, who had come to Guru Prasad, and Baba kept asking, are there any questions? Are there any questions? And finally, at the end, one of the little ladies raised her hand and said, Baba, I don't know if I can take you as God, but can I take you as my friend? And Baba told her, take me as your friend. Take me as your best friend.
I'm that too. So Tommy, don't worry. Your name is Tom. You are supposed to doubt, and you should continue to doubt. Through doubting, you will remember them.
Erich, in the early years, that story about Moradad, the one about the kids on the wall, and the person wanted to tell them to stop.
That's a good one. This is what our Karkariya Dastulji told us. You know, our High Priest here, Ahmad, Mr. Karkariya. So one day, the Zoroastrian High Priest in Ahmadnagar, he did not know him. Formerly there was another Aparat.
Karsetji.
Karsetji also has a nice story about that. So what happened is this, that this Mr. Karkariya, a priest of course, I call him Dasturji. So one day he comes to the trust office and he sits down. Naturally, Mani being the chairman over there, receives this gentleman and says, yes. You have come from some place? You are from Ahmadnagar or some other place? No, I'm Ahmadnagar. Good. I have never met you before. I'm the high priest here. Oh, wonderful. Happy to see this. Happy to meet you. Sit down. So, this is, you know, this is Avatar Mahesh Baba Trust and this Baba created. Yeah, I know. I heard of Mahesh Baba. Really? You heard of Mahesh Baba? So not only that, but a wretch like me, who threw stones at him, is so compassionate that he has brought me so close to his tomb, so that I go there every day to pay my obeisance to him. what are you talking? What happened? Why did you throw stones at him? So he says, oh, it's a long story. You know how the children are. When I was in Navsari is in Gujarat. It's a stronghold of Zoroastrian gods. So what had happened was that, you know, Mehra's uncle, have you heard of Mehra's uncle? Colonel Irani?
Yeah.
Colonel Mehrwan Irani, Mehrwanas Irani. It was such that his sister's daughter left home, his sister left home, and they all joined Baba, means loved Baba and dedicated their lives to Baba. And that infuriated that colonel. Army colonel? And he was not a staunch lover of Baba, but a staunch adversary of Mel Baba. And he would all the time, you see, keep track, you see, through the relative and all that, where is Mel Baba going now to give his darshan or to be there or there. So he would go there, he would proceed and create a false propaganda against Mel Baba among the citizens there, you see, so that they are boarded off, you see. Cut the story short.
Excuse us, we should be going.
Yeah.
Because they're waiting for us down the road. We'll do that first, then we'll come back. You want to finish the story?
Just 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So what had happened was that Colonel Irani had gone and public lecture was there. So he gave a lecture, a very fiery lecture on this imposter called Mehr Baba, who was nothing but, you know, he studied in a Deccan college and he was in Vincent School there in Pune, and I know him from his childhood, and he now calls himself this and that and all that sort of thing. And he makes fool of you all. And why do you want to long to be with him and see him and go there and all that? He's coming now in your city here now in a couple of days, and what you should do is just denounce him and hoot him out from this place. Then only he will get the lesson of his lifetime and this and all that sort of thing. So he says, I would like to have some, you know, he's going to be at such and such a place, staying over there. So there was that bungalow where he was received. They were followers of Baba, the family. They are closely related to Mansari and others. She's from Navsari also. So that bungalow was there. And there is a main road there, outside the gate of the bungalow. And on the other side of the main street, the street that is there, there is a school compound wall. There is a school there. So he says, he is going to be here for some days. So what I would like to have is some school children, you see, to hoot him out. So, and then he distributed sweets to them and all this. Come on that day and we all should sit on the wall there and go on shouting out, Mehr Baba, Murdabad, Mehr Baba means death to Mehr Baba, death to Mehr Baba, get out from here, Mehr Baba, Murdabad. And the more you do it, I'll give you more sweets and this and that. So, well, the day has come. We have arrived. I was there also. And we are there. And all of a sudden, this ruckus started, you know. All of a sudden, it started with one voice. All the school children sitting there, like crows on the wall there. And they are shouting this. And the host, you know, it was difficult for the host to gulp such thing, you know. Baba is here, and what to do? So they kept quiet. But then they continued. Half an hour passed by, and he goes and shouts them down and all that. So then they started not only shouting but throwing stones at the gate and at the bungalow. You know how the children can throw stones. So that's how it was. So the more they shouted, the host got so worried. He says, Baba, I cannot call. No, first of all, he says, Baba, what to do? It doesn't matter. Why do you pay heed to it? So, but he could not take it anymore. So he asked Baba's permission, Baba, I'm going to report to the police and get them out from there. He says, what are you trying to do? Why do you stop them from loving me? See, but they, what the way that they are saying is that Kallar, see, of course they are remembering me. What will, because they are taking my name, Mehr Baba Murtha, but my name is there, you know. So it will be of help to them. Don't deprive them of the name. Make them remember me in whatever fashion. Tommy, are you hearing this? Yeah. And he says, and this priest says, that I was in the forefront. Or the ones who shouted, and I was taking the lead, you know, encouraging the other friends of mine. And I was the one who used to throw a lot of stones. And his infinite compassion is so great. How can I be grateful enough that he has placed me here so close that I can have the opportunity to be with him now and again at the tomb shrine? That's what it's called. And since then he comes every time, and he's very close to us. He's the high priest of the Zoroastrian community.
Yeah. But he's he loves Baba in his heart. Oh, I mean, yeah. That's his
religion. Yeah, now he realizes that.
Yeah.
Just for taking that name, whether he took it with love or hatred, whatever it be, it doesn't matter.
Is that the only time he ever saw Baba physically?
Yeah. He did come. But people were there, Darshan was there, and he was there. And he started shouting again and again, and they took great advantage of his physical presence. They shout him down, insult him and all that. But his compassion is so, he says, not I don't say that, he is saying his compassion is so great, cannot measure and cannot fathom. That's what he said. That's the story he says, you can go on. Peter.
Okay.
Hey, Baba.
Happy to have you. Thank you.
Very
welcome.
Hey, Baba.
Oh, I thought it was before the big bus. Well, that's not the 3 o'clock, right? Oh, I got mixed up there. Yeah.
What happened?
Oh, no,
you are anxious to return now.
I was mixed up. I thought he was talking about the bus that goes back to Maribas.
No, no, there are some work here.
Oh, dear, I was mixed up.
No. He's from the pollution board.
Oh, okay. I just said that. Crossing.
You have come to inspect the place.
Did anyone ever question the fact that you were the one that would speak to the public in Baba's name?
What, pardon? You are the one?
Did anyone ever doubt the fact that you spoke in Baba's name since he was in silence and you were the one translating?
Interpreting.
Interpreting.
He would spell out on the board, so I was just reading out his board. And Baba would so often correct me that no, this is not, this is what I am saying. So nobody doubted it.
Even when he didn't use his board? No.
When he did not use his board, the people felt, I would read his gestures, you see, and they felt that there's a nice story about two women having come here. Mani tells us this story. I was there, but I don't know about what had happened in between. So Mani happened, you know, have you met Mani, Baba's sister? She happened to be here outside there when some people had come, a crowd had come. So there were two women, and they met Mani. They did not know who Mani is. And says, Mehr Baba is here. Mehr Baba does not speak, but what to do? How is it possible? If he does not speak, then how can we converse with him? What we want to say something, we want to ask him something. Mani says, don't worry. He will converse with you in silence. So some other of them came inside. And they were seated. We did not know anything about it. And the subject, the theme that was there were the answers to the questions of these two women. And so they were here for about an hour or so with Baba, with other crowd and all that sort of thing. And then they left. And it so happened that Mani was there. So while passing by, they stopped Mani and says, "We never thought that Mehr Baba is in silence all the time. We never gave a thought that he was in silence." She said, "You heard him speak?" "No, he was not speaking, but he was conversing." That's how it was. No, nobody, I haven't heard anybody doubting yet. Or asking me that, well, are you interpreting the right way or wrong way? Because they would be noticing that Baba would be correcting occasionally.
Helicopter story.
Yeah, helicopter. Yeah, you were here that time.
Yes, but I can't. See, my mind is gone. I can't remember it.
Arthur, you are losing this lady now.
Well, what a great place to be lost, huh?
Okay, tell them this, so if you remember
about Baba.
No,
the helicopter?
Which helicopter
story do you
mean? There's
the Baba story about the
Baba,
son of the millionaire.
Baba, you mean to say about...
Is it the story
about
the
aeroplane,
son of the helicopter to the highest Himalayas?
No, that she doesn't want that.
No.
That is, I think, the story about how a person came because of the crash.
Oh, that story.
You want about the crash, or you want about God realization?
God realization.
Oh, that story you want. Uh-huh. Oh, I see.
But tell the other one, it doesn't matter. I just remembered a helicopter.
Okay,
you tell that first and then I'll tell the second one.
Now the story is Baba's parable, you may call it. Baba would always try to give us to understand, why do you want to aspire for God realization? Of what avail to realize your true self? Because how ridiculous it is to realize what you already are. You follow? Means when you realize God, what you will realize? What you already are. That's what you are. But all this mask that you have put on, these assertions and all these things, once you face yourself, once you lose yourself, you are what he is. That's what Baba says. First try to efface yourself as much as possible. You know what effacing yourself? Erasing yourself. Yeah. Be humble and all that. Surrender, humble and all that. Not through weakness, through strength. And that's what he was saying. Okay, so then he says, then he gave us this little figure, this little story. He says to us one day, he says, you know, there was a very rich man, a family, husband and wife, and the only son was there. And somehow or other, from his childhood, he developed the habit of wanting to climb up mountains and rocks and this and that, and he would go out.
That's the one you want to know.
Why don't you remember then? Now it's time that you should tell stories to these people. How long am I going to live here?
Long enough for me to at least remember one completely.
So So what happened is this, that the child is growing and he is trying to attempt to climb higher and higher ranges and all that sort of thing. The parents are very, what do you call, afraid of his future. He is getting mad on the, means he is not paying heed to the studies or anything of the sort. He just goes out wandering and all that sort of thing. And his aspiration is to climb the highest height, the Everest. And that is his goal. So what to do now? The parents are very much frightened about this, the prospects of the child losing his life, you know. He's now, although he's a teenager, for the parents he's just a child, as usual. So they are very much, very apprehensive about the whole situation. And they don't know. This is what Baba makes a face like that and all that other. You should have just seen him physically. How can I express that? Then he says, the father gets an idea, a thought. Well, he has got this madness to go to the very height of the Himalayas, the peak Everest and all that. Once for all, he'll get it out of his head. He's a millionaire. So he contrives with a person who owns a helicopter, pays him a big fee and says, gets him into a contract. Says, can you, somehow or other, do one thing? Get my son inside your helicopter and see that he lands on the peak of the Himalayas. And then after he has had his show, just hover around and he can climb up again and bring him down.
Isn't that right?
So the mother is very happy. She says, yeah, that is physically possible, you know. So the father calls his son and says, Craig is not here.
No, Craig.
So, yes, Dad.
Oh, he's
Craig.
Let it be. Yes, Dad. What is it? You want to go up the Himalayas? You want to scale the peak, Everest? Yes, Dad. That's one thing that I want to do in my life. You really want to be there, right on the peak of it? Yes, Dad. Okay. I'll get you there. How can you get me there? I'll get you there. And then the day is fixed. I says, get inside the helicopter, he'll put you there on the top of it. Really? And so on. So he gets inside, makes him try, shows him how to get down the rope ladder. He gets down there and just, he is so elated, he has his fill there and he knows now. His goal is achieved. And then the helicopter hovers around and signals them, come on. So he climbs up there and is very happy and comes back. So Baba puts a question to us. Is this the goal of you all, that you just want to be there where you already are? Your realization is like that. What will you do? You are already there. So then what happens, he comes across the people, mountaineers, who had all the struggle, all the experience of climbing up the mountains and all that, and they had that particular expedition where they engaged Sherpas and how they climbed the thing and how they did. And they, when he grows older, that the young man is now a man, he hears all the tales and all the stories about their adventure. And he says, I missed all that I missed, and I just was elated being on the peak, had no meaning, it means that. So this is how it is, our going through our life, with all the struggles, to reach that goal is useful. That only gives you the real experience of infinite power, knowledge and bliss, instead of just aspiring to just be realized there. So what will happen? It's like this, like the son who was put there on the peak. Do you follow the import of it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. While you're talking about that, it seems like in some of the books that I read, that most of the human beings on Earth, that when it comes time for them to be free from birth and death, that they have like a what's called liberation.
Liberation, yeah.
But that just very
that's
few people
the goal.
Have God realization.
Yeah.
How can you try to like get in the God realization instead of liberation mind? It seems like it's just infinitely better to have.
What? Liberation?
No, God will bless you.
So then for that you have to struggle.
Huh?
Liberation is like attaining the goal.
Yeah.
Realizing what you already are. That is infinite bliss. That's your nature.
But you don't have knowledge.
No, no knowledge, no power.
See, I've got questions, you know, and I want answers. And the only way I'll ever get them answered is to
but going through the whole, whole...
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, how do you see that you get... I mean, why does one soul get God realization and another soul doesn't?
The thing is that the goal of life is to get liberated from the chain of birth and death. That is the goal of life. You are from that ocean of bliss. And because of love, there's another whole serial of it, why it is that we are here in existence, you see. Because he wanted to share his love with us. And so forth. There's another long session now, there's no time now. So what happens is this, that goal of life is to realize your true nature. Get those, get the formula.
The points.
Yeah, the points.
Eric, isn't it my feeble understanding?
Don't say people is a very strong and sturdy understanding.
I'm glad you said that. Now that we've got that clarified, my strong and sturdy understanding is that I accept that. Is that God realization is basically if you have duty in the world, in illusion.
Yeah.
That's why knowledge and
function
in illusion.
Yeah.
That's why knowledge and power are given in that function. Otherwise,
yeah.
It has no meaning in reality.
No, the thing is that everyone is your birthright. You are infinite bliss. That's your true nature. That is the emancipation. That is called liberation.
But even liberation is not just being able to jump onto the top of it.
No.
Life doesn't struggle.
Just get more in your original nature.
Are you talking about the 21
points?
Yeah,
21 points. So what happens, you see? See, now, the different... Yeah, we...
Okay, this was given out by Meher Baba in the Guru Prasad Gathering East West, 1962, November
4th. Yes, Guru Prasad, your Guru Prasad has come again to picture.
God is absolutely independent. The only way to approach Him is through love, constant repetition of His name, and invocation of His mercy. Mercy is God's nature. Bliss is God's original state. Power,
that is the original state where you get into. Liberation. Yeah.
Power is God's existence. Knowledge is God's duty.
Mm-hmm.
The infinite state of God gets lost in the infinite jumble of infinite contradictions. To know God in His infinite contradictions is to become conscious of His consciousness, of His unconsciousness. Did everyone follow?
Yes.
Okay. To achieve, why well, I meant I would repeat it again if someone didn't hear. To achieve the God state, do absolutely nothing.
No, read that again.
You
do,
about that. To know God in His infinite contradictions is to become conscious of His consciousness,
God
of His unconsciousness.
What happens is this, we are all unconscious about our true state. And He is conscious of our unconsciousness. Our means His. We are nothing but a drop of the ocean, you see. That's what it implies. Read again now.
To know God in His infinite contradictions is to become
conscious
of
his consciousness
of
his unconsciousness.
Yeah,
okay. From our unconscious state, we become conscious. So that's how His consciousness is that.
To achieve the God state, do absolutely nothing while doing
everything.
To find God, you must find yourself lost to yourself. To be infinitely conscious, you must consciously lose consciousness of yourself. Space is the gulf between imagination and reality.
What? Space.
Space.
Space. Space. Not space. I heard faith.
Well, maybe faith is that too, but space.
Space is what?
Space is the gulf.
Gulf.
Between imagination and reality.
All that we call the space is nothing but the gulf between imagination and reality.
But what fills that gulf?
Okay, come on.
Evolution of consciousness fills the gulf.
Yeah.
Time is the interval between your very first imagination and your very last imagination. Where imagination ends, God is, and Godhood begins. Imagination is an eternal mimicry of reality effecting the shadow play of illusion. Imagination is an eternal mimicry of reality effecting the shadow play of illusion.
We are mimicking reality through our imagination.
God is not anything comprehensible.
No.
He's not anything comprehensible. He is reality.
Yeah.
Consciousness, absolute consciousness, infinite consciousness. Realization of God is absolute consciousness minus consciousness of imagination. Godhood is absolute consciousness plus consciousness of imagination, being
imagination. That is most important.
That's the big one.
That's the big one.
We have to be conscious that it is imagination.
What number is that? 16. To be ever present with God, never be absent from him. That's remembering.
Yeah, that's constant remembering.
Do not desire union with God. Okay. Do not desire union with God, but long for union till you go beyond longing for union and long only for the will and pleasure of beloved God.
Yes. That is our responsibility.
Mind.
Will and pleasure. Yes. Let thy will be done. That's all. Under all circumstances, mind you. Under circumstances disastrous to us, or under circumstances which are very elating to us, thy will be done. Yeah.
What did you say? Did you say thy will be done?
Yeah.
His pleasure and his will. Your pleasure and his will, whatever it is, we accept that.
But can his pleasure be negotiated? Greg's asking about negotiations.
You can think you're
in a good place. Your pleasure, Pam.
Mind may die. Maya may die. Body dies and dies. But hope and thirst never die. Mm. Thus has said the slave Kabir. Complete forgetfulness of self is to even forget that you have forgotten. Complete remembrance of God, honesty in action, making no one unhappy, being the cause of happiness in others, and no submission to low, selfish, lustful desires while living a normal worldly life can lead one to the path of realization. Can lead one to the path of realization. But complete obedience to the God-man brings one
directly to God.
God. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank Baba. He gave it out.
Yeah. Is that in a book? I've never heard that. I don't think it's printed anymore.
Actually, it was printed. Now, you can all take it down, but whether you can get a hold of it, it was printed in the Awakener magazine, which is no longer printed. The Awakener magazine, volume 9, numbers 1 and 2, pages 59 and 60.
What's the title?
Oh, maybe it is. You know where it might be printed in Gift of Love.
Yeah, what is the title?
It's called The East-West Gathering, 21 Points Given by Meher Baba.
At the time of East-West Gathering.
That's Baba quoting Kabir. Yeah, yeah. Mind may die, Maya may die, body dies and dies, but hope and thirst never die. Thus has said the slave Kabir.
Not thirst for water.
Not thirst for water.
Thirst for
the divine.
Yeah.
Did you speak this out, Eric?
Huh?
For Baba? Did you speak this out for Baba?
Oh. Did you get the page number?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll try to put that in.
Can you say this?
What?
Merely speaking, very few souls get to experience the greatness and fact of that relationship of mother and beloved at its height in which Father is. Which Father dictated that on that occasion that you told us this morning. Most souls experience. Most souls are given liberation. That is the new, that usual can even call it usual. Most souls are given liberation. And a few souls, according to the duty for illusion, are given non-liberation.
That's right.
It's a very, very, very thing to experience that love.
It's true.
I think Ramakrishna somewhere said, when the master comes, and he's not referring to the perfect master, referring to the avatar, when the master comes, he takes the thousands across the ocean of illusion to reality.
Go and get the thousands of avatars.
What the difference is
in the twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, what he says, right?
To get real. Is it true that you have to have conscious experience of the planes to get realization?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because by His grace can be done. But then, for liberation, you have to go through the planes also.
But it's veiled.
Yeah.
Or it's very quick, isn't it?
Huh?
You just whisk through the planes, right?
Yeah, you whisk through the planes. What Baba says that if you were to love me, as he has mentioned there, I take you through the planes veiled. Your love for me will take you through the planes veiled. And instead of, what do you say, it's a path? Instead of being on the spiritual path, and treading the spiritual path, the path will follow you instead of you following the path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
So he gives such importance to total surrender, to total obedience and all that. But, oh God.
I'm not leaving.
It's not to belittle liberation. As Baba said, when God speaks, it's given only after lifetimes and lifetimes of service, dedication, self-surrenderance to be master.
Yes. Baba said this, and Baba said that, and Baba will say this, and Baba will say that.
But he also said he could give it to you.
Yeah. You are a nice speaker.
Actually, that reminds me of another story, but we'll save that for next time.
What is that?
Because it's not time. That you can tell our next time that story about the two seekers, the one who has been sitting under.
Yeah.
You know which one. And the leaves on a tree.
Yeah.
You know, the one of the young men that are here, what Nirmay tells me, about the 8,400,000 lifetimes, that the chromosomes, we have 23 chromosomes, all the possibilities of the 23 chromosomes, right, if you take that to the nth power, all the combination is 8,400,000.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The what's the long hair? Yeah. So all the different permutations that come out of that.
Really? Is
you take 23 chromosomes, which each human being has to the nth degree. That's every combination is 8,400,000.
Where are the two kids?
Jonathan is sick. I think.
A lot of times in my work.